Right, the Redder is under the lights previewing AC Milan v Liverpool in the San Siro. The first time these sides have met in the San Siro. And it doesn't really matter, does it, for the Reds? But it does for them. It's like a cup final for them. They can still qualify. Liverpool, meanwhile, qualification secured. Top spot secured. But £2.5 million. And the opportunity to be the first English side to win 6 from 6 in the group stages. Got Kev Walsh, I've got Adam Smith, and I've got Amelia Bonner with me to talk about all of this. And Kev, I guess the big thing for us is what's the side going to be? What do you reckon? I mean, you know, the team v Porto, that was also a dead rubber, but it ended up being an enjoyable night. Thiago scored a great goal, and it seems to have helped with, you know, momentum and rhythm and that kind of thing. The team that night was Alisson. We had Nico Williams, Matip Konate and Tsimikas. We had Oxlade-Chamberlain, Morton and Thiago in midfield, and we had Salah, Minamino and Mane as the front three.
You'd imagine not too dissimilar to that. If Salah plays, like, fucking hell, that's a mad decision if Salah plays. If Salah even travels, I think it's a bit nuts. Mane the same. And I think probably Klopp is on that wavelength as well. And as you said, it's worth £2.5 million and all that. But the thing is, there's no point in getting that £2.5 million and then fucking the league challenge up in the next few months because we overplayed the players. Mm. And the fact is, he's played the first team, or what you'd call the first team, 3 times in a week now, which would suggest he's thinking in his own head, well, he's got a week off next week, so there's no need for me to worry about it, because he's never done that in the past. Like, gone 3 games pretty much unchanged, has he? So the only change I'd like to see in there is obviously no matter because we need Nat Phillips in there. He earned his corner last year, didn't he? And I know Jürgen's not one for sentimentality really, but I think in the last couple of weeks he's spoken about Nat Phillips, hasn't he? Sort of giving him a little bit of toffee and that, so it wouldn't surprise me if he was sort of building him up for this game. And if he does play, he's very much earned it. And yeah, I'm not saying he's not playing for some sort of charity reason either, by the way. He's shown in the Premier League that he's a good player, so I'd have no problem with putting him in. And then up front, just anyone that's not the front three, I'd be happy with, I think.
I think one of them has to play though, don't they? Because does Minamino not qualify for it, were they saying? Or does he?
No, he played against Porto. Okay.
Oh, all right.
It's Gordon. I don't know why did you say... Is he not in the squad?
He's not eligible, yeah. He wasn't named in the 20.
So it'll have to be... So Minamino, Origi.
And then one of them.
But
who do you pick then?
The thing is, if one of them is getting picked, Salah would be like, that, fuck off, it's me, I'm playing. Say,
you always get the sense that you quite like getting out of the house. Do you know what I mean? Like, this game's like, there's no way he's picking Salah this. Obviously. Yeah. You're like, obviously rest him. And you're just like, why on earth is he here? Like, he just... I think he quite likes getting out and about.